Bereshit, Genesis, chapter 28. And Yitzhak called Yaakov and Barak him, and commanded him and said to him,
Do not take a wife from the daughters of Canaan. Arise, go to Padan Aram, to the house of Bethuel, your mother's father, and take a wife for yourself from there, from the daughters of Lavan, your mother's brother. And El Shaddai Barak you, and make you bear fruit, and increase you, and you shall become an assembly of peoples, and give you the Berakah of Avraham, to you and your seed with you, so that you inherit the land of your sojournings, which Elohim gave to Avraham.
So Yitzhak sent Yaakov away, and he went to Padan Aram, to Lavan, son of Bethuel, the Aramean, the brother of Rivkah, the mother of Yaakov and Esau. And Esau saw that Yitzhak had Barak Yaakov, and sent him away to Padan Aram, to take himself a wife from there, and that as he Barak him, he gave him a command, saying,
Do not take a wife from the daughters of Canaan.
And that Yaakov had obeyed his father and his mother and had gone to Padan Aram. So Esau saw that the daughters of Canaan did not please his father Yitzhak. And Esau went to Yishmael and took Mahalath, the daughter of Yishmael, Avraham's son, the sister of Nebaioth, to be his wife, besides the wives he had. And Yaakov went out from Be'er Sheva, and went toward Haran, and he came upon a place and stopped over for the night, for the sun was down. And he took one of the stones of that place, and put it at his head, and he lay down in that place to sleep. And he dreamed, and saw a ladder standing on the earth, and its top reached to the Shamayim, and saw messengers of Elohim going up and coming down on it. And see, Yahuwah stood above it and said,
I am Yahuwah, Elohim of Avraham, your father, and the Elohim of Yitzchak. The land on which you are lying, I give it to you and your seed shall be as the dust of the earth, and you shall break forth to the west and to the east, to the north and the south, and all the clans of the earth shall be Baruch in you and in your seed. And see, I am with you, and shall guard you wherever you go, and shall bring you back to this land. For I am not going to leave you until I have done what I have spoken to you.
And Yaakov awoke from his sleep and said,
Truly, Yahuwah is in this place, and I did not know it.
And he was afraid and said,
How awesome is this place! This is none other than the house of Elohim, and this is the gate of the Shamayim.
And Yaakov rose early in the morning and took the stone that he had put at his head, put it up as a standing column, and poured oil on top of it. And he called the name of that place Beth El. However, the name of that city had been Luz previously. And Yaakov made a vow, saying,
Seeing Elohim is with me, and has kept me in this way that I am going, and has given me bread to eat, and a garment to put on. When I have returned to my father's house in peace, and Yahuwah shall be my Elohim, then this stone which I have placed as a standing column shall be Elohim's house, and of all that you give me, I shall certainly give a tenth to you.